I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we examine how technology feeds into persecution for some believers, and simple acts of kindness are sometimes all it takes to help a military family endure deployment. And it gets really interesting at the intersection of creativity and mission. That story in a few moments. But first, Christians remain one of the most persecuted religious groups in the world. David Curry of Open Doors USA says China rose significantly on the newly released World Watch List.
Over the last 24 months, it's jumped almost 20 spots, and that's due to the consolidation of power from President Xi and his desire to roll back to what I call a Soviet mindset of government as God.
Oppression in China is sophisticated and tech-savvy. The communist government uses widespread surveillance and artificial intelligence to target Christians and other faith groups.
This is why we're raising a red flag on China. The UN and other international bodies need to really have a very serious conversation about how facial recognition is going to be used to, or could be used to oppress religious minorities, whether they be Jews or Christians or anybody else. What this means for the future.
Worse yet, Curry says China's looking to export their techniques to other persecutors.
We know that China wants to sell these technologies to Iran and other countries that may want to use it in negative ways. I think we pray for people to wake up to the implications of this.
Meanwhile, the Philippines can't catch a break. A month after twin typhoons struck the nation, Filipinos are anxiously watching a volcano that could erupt in hours or days. The Taal volcano already had a major eruption of ash and lava on January 12th. Since then, the volcano's continued to spit and sputter and now is at a simmer. But researchers say the danger isn't over. AMG International ministers in the Philippines, and AMG's Bill Passon says they're monitoring the situation closely.
We do have three projects that are pretty close in like a 20 or 30 mile radius of the volcano. So we do have some things that have been affected. Most of the effect has been that we've had some covering of ash and other things falling from these not so minor, but not major eruptions yet. So we have not had any major damage to anything at this point, but obviously it's a concern and continue to be on alert.
Passon says amid these natural disasters, God is stirring hearts.
When we respond, people get to see the love of Christ because they say, why are you helping us? And we have compassion because Christ in us produces compassion. But then secondly, when we come in there and we're working in there, they see that our faith is real.
So AMG is serving the Philippines in Jesus' name. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
Pray for wisdom and for how to respond, how to help in those ways. Pray for peace, and that we would keep our eyes focused on Christ.
And when a soldier deploys, there are many left behind who struggle with that absence. Currently, the United States boasts over 1.3 million active duty military personnel. That means a lot of families in limbo. So how can the church help those left behind when a family member is deployed? Steve Prince, director of Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministry, says,
so the church can come alongside and care about them just like everybody else, but understand that they're in a tough season. So similar to when someone dies, you know, what do we as a church attempt to do? We cook them meals, we shovel their driveway, you know, we send them a card. A parent being gone for a year out of a family is similar to them being dead.
Recognizing the hardship of being left behind means a lot to families. The church needs to step alongside brothers and sisters in the military and provide support.
So at our core, the church, we're a family. How would you treat your brother or sister if they were going through that? And that's love them in whatever ways you can.
Pray for those in the armed forces and their families. Thank them for the service and ask how you can help ease the burden. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.